Story 17, The Red Sea. God led the Israelites out of Egypt in the middle of the night by a pillar of fire. During the day, the fire became a pillar of cloud. God told Moses to have the people camp next to the Red Sea. He said, "I'm going to make Pharaoh stubborn one more time, and he will chase after you." After the Hebrews left, Pharaoh asked, "Why did we let our slaves go? They should be here serving us." So he took his army and more than 600 fine chariots and chased after them. The people of Israel saw this and cried out to Moses, "Why have you brought us here to die? If we were still serving the Egyptians, they would let us live. But now, because of you, we are all going to die." Moses told the people, "Don't be afraid. Watch and see what God will do. He will fight for you. Look at the Egyptians. You'll never see them again after today." The pillar of cloud moved behind the Israelites and came between them and the army that was chasing them. On the Egyptian side, it was a dark, thick cloud, so they couldn't get close to the Israelites. On the other side, it was a pillar of fire, giving light to God's people. God said to Moses, "Lift your staff into the air and point your hand out over the sea. The people of Israel are going to the other side on dry ground." When Moses pointed his hand to the sea, God caused a strong east wind to push the water back, making a wall on the right side and on the left. All night long, the wind blew on the path between the two walls until the ground was dry. Then Moses told the people to cross over to the other side, using the path that was between the walls of water. The people went across the sea on dry ground. Pharaoh and his army chased after them on the same path. But when they were in the middle of the sea, their chariot wheels began to break off. Suddenly, the Egyptian army knew that they were in trouble. They cried, "Let's get away from the Israelites! The Lord is fighting for them!" God said to Moses, "Point your hand out over the water." When Moses did that, the water went back to the way it was before. It covered the whole army as they tried to run away. Not one of them was left alive. The Israelites saw how the power of God kept them safe as they walked across on dry ground. Yet the water killed the people who were chasing them. When the sun came up in the morning, there were dead bodies all over the shore. When the Israelites saw the Lord's great power, they put their trust in God and in His faithful servant, Moses. Then they worshiped the Lord with singing.